Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It is Christmas time, and the way, Zabe, that I get myself in the mood this time of year, there's really two philosophies for me. The first is your boy likes to go out and about with the people and mix it up at the mall.
Yeah, got to get some mall action.
I want to fight for a parking spot. I want to feel that energy. I want to walk around Tyson's.
It's getting harder because malls are dying.
They are.
And Tyson's, the mall of my misspent youth, Grant, is still hanging in there. They still have some storefronts that are closed and boarded up, which is unfortunate. But it's still a great, vibrant mall. And I did spend some time there, like you, just walking around, soaking it in.
The music, lights. Now, I will tell you, you're probably right about Tyson's off-season. I haven't been there in a while. But I went there on Friday night because we had a show out at Pupatella Pizza in Leesburg. I'm driving home to Springfield Lorton, and I'm driving through the area, and I'm, let's do this. I don't even have to sit in the traffic. Let's go to Tyson's. It was flourishing.
Nice.
Business was booming.
That's good.
Jaden was going for 317 and three, baby. Everybody was eating.
God bless being in a very affluent part of the country.
But the
other thing
that I do to get myself in the mood, Zabe, is to watch Christmas movies. One of these years when life slows down, I haven't been able to pull it off. I want to do like a 30 Christmas movies in 30 night bit. I've tried it in the past.
Okay.
The problem is the damn NFL ruins it. I got Monday. I got
it's
Thursday.
Tougher
I got Sunday,
and tougher.
I got Saturday. So I basically have two or three nights a week when I can do this. But I've put together my top five Christmas movies. I want to compare it with your top five Christmas movies.
Fair enough.
Let's go in reverse order. We'll start with number five and work our way up. Steve Zabin's number five Christmas film.
I'm going to go a little different. I'm not ranking these.
Okay.
I'm going to call these my personal essential five Christmas movies because they draw from different categories of old school, new school, traditional, and offbeat. Okay, so I don't know how to rank them, but I'm going to first take off the board White Christmas, which I found to be a ponderous, slow-moving, oh my God, I can't believe I'm getting through this whole thing. And the more I watch it each year, the more I like it. White Christmas, a vintage Christmas movie.
So I was actually hoping there'd be a nice juxtaposition of you and I generationally. White Christmas didn't make my list. It also didn't make my also receiving votes list, which is a half dozen deep or so.
That's fine.
So it's way down the board. I have on my number five spot, The Grinch, starring Jim Carrey. The Grinch.
Oh, God.
This is not the cartoon. This is Jim Carrey's Grinch, which is mandatory viewing every year for me. It dropped when I was a kid, so that's part of it. There's some nostalgia to it, but I also think Jim Carrey was phenomenal. Ron Howard, there's some hilariously well-done scenes. Very, very good.
Did you see the story where Jim Carrey said if he knew how long it would take to get into makeup, he would have never taken the role?
I couldn't believe when I saw how long it did take. He would be there for several hours.
Yeah, 4 or 5 hours at least. The suit was itchy. He didn't have hands that could touch anything because of the fingers on the thing. They said they brought in a former Navy SEAL trained to teach people how to deal with torture to get him through the makeup sessions.
That's brutal.
Now, it was, even though the critics did not like it, and I don't care for it, but I'm glad you like it, it was the number one movie that year in the box office. Not just the number one Christmas movie, Grant.
Right.
Number one at the box office.
Well, he's done a bunch of smasholas, Dumb and Dumber, some other movies that have aged well. There's nothing that will age like that in terms of 50 years after he's gone, it will still be being watched.
Right.
So worthwhile to sit in that chair and have them torture you. All right, number four, or next up on your list of essentials?
Next up is Elf. Very easy to go down. Nice hour and 40-minute movie, maybe if that. Quick, breezy one. Always gets you in the heartstrings. Always great to see Zooey Deschanel in her absolute prime doing what she does best, which is to look like a damn snack. And Will Ferrell is the GOAT.
Zooey Deschanel, 97 on the black, my
She's
friend.
She's so good.
And that's a rare blonde Zooey Deschanel, by the way.
That's right. That's right. Back in her alternate uniform.
The Santa Claus. That's a good line, by the way. You bumped me there. She was wearing her Bengals white on white.
Throwbacks.
White Tiger alts.
Yes, the alts.
Oh, that's funny. Number four for me is the Santa Claus. This is the Tim Allen offering. Santa Claus and Santa Claus 2, which Steve Zaben sleeps on the fact
that
I auditioned for the Santa Claus 2.
Did you really?
As a young boy. Spencer the Elf?
No way.
I guess it would have been, Curtis the Elf.
How close did you get to getting it?
Not close. So this was back, I'm a little kid. I'm doing like Letterman and some other things. Some casting person in L.A. calls my house in King George, and they say, we're putting together this script, essentially, for the Santa Claus 2. We've got a couple different things we're working on. There might be an elf calling a play-by-play in the North Pole.
Ah.
There's also this main elf that's going to be Bernard's little buddy that we think you look like what we want this guy to look like. Will you read this script on and send us the video? This is back in the day of me having to go VHS style. I get a buddy of ours who's like a local thespian and teacher at the school that teaches some drama. I work with her for like 30 minutes. We record on a VHS, send it off to get the part of Curtis the Elf, like a table reading. And they called back and they're like, hey, we're going with someone more experienced. Turned out to be Spencer Breslin, who was in a ton of movies as a kid. And then they kind of said, oh, we've worked the script out. There's no big broadcaster elf. We'll call you. Still waiting on that call.
So you were closer to getting a role than maybe you let on. I think you were close.
I guess it's possible. They called me saying, you look like what we want this to look
right.
like.
Right. They called you. You didn't go to some casting call.
I had no delusions of being an actor. Never thought about it. I think like after a Letterman appearance or something, like the phone rang and they're like, hey, have you ever acted? We want you to look into this. And so they had me on multiple occasions do readings and send them back and forth and do the things they wanted me to do.
The original Santa Claus, 1994. The second installment, 2002. Santa Claus 3, 2006.
Santa Claus 3. There's a couple of these out there where you go, that one doesn't really count. That's like Home Alone 3. A different kid, you know what I mean? It's not quite the same.
But it was still Tim Allen, though.
It was. He was in it, all three of them. But the first two were... The band was stayed together.
Right, but the Santa Claus 3 had Martin Short as the Mr. Iceman or whatever.
It was a struggle. Santa Claus 3 was tough.
Okay.
All right, so those are my first two given us. So give me your two again.
So White Christmas and Elf.
And I'm going Grinch, Jim Carrey, and the Santa Claus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.